You may know actor and comedian Jeff Garlin as Larry David's manager and friend on the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Jeff Garlin also directed, wrote, and stars in the recent film I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. It's the story of an overweight Chicago actor who's down on his luck. And that was just intriguing enough for Steve Inskeep to get Garlin into our studio for a few questions.
How did you go about pitching a movie about a fat guy who lives with his mother?
Well, I didn't have a great degree of luck when I went to the smaller studios who finance independent films. They weren't interested. And initially, I wanted to make it for $500,000. And that was my first mistake. Because when you want to make a movie that's so inexpensive, they're very suspicious.
You mean it'd be easier if it was $5 million?
Yes, most definitely. If I had put it together as a $5 million movie, same script, probably have to have Jack Black in the lead instead of myself. I could have gotten it done a lot easier.
When you went to the studios, though, and they rejected you, did they ever give a reason? Did they ever say, well, it's a nice idea, Mr. Garlin, but it needs a little...
But whatever reason they would have given me, and there was no consistent reason, is a lie. They have their own reasons, and they're not going to tell me. They're not going to tell me that they don't believe in me as a lead actor. They're not going to tell me that the script's not funny. And by the way, I didn't get a lot of no's. I got a lot of no answer, because nobody wants to say no. I'm trying to remember who it was that said it, that in Los Angeles you could die of encouragement. It might have been Pauline Kael. I can't remember. And I love that line.
Well, I want to give people some flavor of this film, which begins with a man, an actor, whose life is on a downward slide. And I guess you could say the arc of the story is just to continue just straight down.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some excerpts from a scene where your character runs into a woman played by Bonnie Hunt. And your character had heard that she likes overweight men.
How are you?
I'm young and handsome.
Yes, you are.
That's right. You're a chubby chaser.
Chubby chaser? I'm a chubby chaser.
Yeah, you know, chubby chaser.
I'm not chasing all the chubbies. I would never deliberately run after chubby men. Not that there's anything wrong with chubby men. You know, I mean, the fat guys can be a lot of fun. I mean, not fat guys. I'm saying guys that eat a lot more than other people and some of the weight stays on their body inappropriately.
By the way, I want to say, I don't want to take credit for that at all. Bonnie Hunt is so magnificent, and that was mostly Bonnie improvising there.
Well, your character has a job on a television show at one point and ends up arguing with a TV show producer who says...
What's not to enjoy? You got the whole fat guy thing all wrapped up. I mean, who else is out there who's fat and funny, huh?
Being fat has nothing to do with why I'm funny.
Who's right in that argument?
I am. unequivocally. My weight, it's unfortunate for me because I struggle with my weight, but my weight has nothing whatsoever to do with why I'm funny.
By the way,
that's the only thing I'm confident about. I want to make that clear.
Well, let's talk about that confidence or lack of confidence. You portray a guy who seems to be having a little bit of difficulty, well, growing up. I mean, he's living with his mom. He's hardly had any relationships.
Yes.
He's a compulsive eater to the point where the convenience store manager is worried about him. And
he's like a bartender. He cuts me off. Yeah.
That's your limit. You're not driving home. Give me the keys. Give me the keys.
He tells me I got a problem.
And he pretty much goes downhill from there. I won't say whether things improve at the end. I won't say whether there's a happy ending.
Yes.
Is there some way on some level that's you or it feels like you?
No, it's not me, actually. The only part that's me in the movie is the uncontrollable eating. And the eating when you feel anything. You know, that's when I, good or bad, any feelings come up, I have to have something to eat.
What do you mean any feelings come up?
Any feelings. I want to numb myself. That's what food does. It numbs me up, and I don't feel anything. Anybody who is a compulsive overeater eats when they feel anything. They want to shove down all feelings.
Mm. Am I mistaken to see similarities between Curb Your Enthusiasm and the style of this movie?
No, I'm heavily involved in the making of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, well, the way it's shot, you see similarities. The way the action unfolds, the way music mm-hmm. is used, a lot of mm-hmm. similarities, but a little difference in tone, though. Also,
right? Yeah, it's not as cynical as Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The characters are somehow sweeter. They're a little more sympathetic.
Yes, well, that's more me. And you know, here's the thing: like it or hate it, Curb Your Enthusiasm is Larry David. And so when people tell me how great I am on Curb or how great Curb is, I defer to Larry David. So if you're uncomfortable, I also defer to Larry David. My responsibility on Curb Your Enthusiasm 100% is to help Larry David get his vision on the screen. My job is to make the other actor look good. That's why I think in the future I would love to direct and not act.
You'd be all about making people look good.
That's exactly right.
Being the nice guy.
Yes, because I am a nice guy. That's exactly right. That's the way I go about my life.
Does being nice ever get in the way?
Well, on camera, sometimes being nice can be a good way of staying low status when you're the nice guy and everyone else is the jerk. And by the way, you know, being nice is such a choice. However, I don't think there's any great rewards for being a kind person. You know, the world is pretty much rewards the jerk, it seems like, right and left. And then being nice, it doesn't make things easier. It makes things a lot more difficult. But I think that it's just a personal choice. And it's one that I would recommend because it makes the world a better place.
When you were shopping this movie around, did you ever think to yourself, man, if I was just tougher, more ruthless, more noisy, more brutal, I might actually get more attention for this film?
If the script had more sex in it and had more violence and had more, and my style was more aggressive or more notice me, it would have been a lot more easy to make.
And if the fat guy had gotten angry and killed the convenience store clerk in the opening scene.
Can I tell you something? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have gotten financed way quicker. Unbelievable. That's the truth. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Jeff Garland, thanks very much.
Gosh, thank you.
Jeff Garland directed, wrote, and stars in the new film, I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. This is Morning Edition from NPR News with Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montagne.